Cheers, everybody. We are back with another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time, and we are reviewing an absolute banger. Buffalo Trace Month coming to an end.
Dramatic.
Our last review of Buffalo Trace Month. But we are going out with a bang. We're going out with a slap. This one slaps. Not quite
this
like
one, this one slaps you right.
This one slaps. This one rocks. It slaps so. This one slaps so hard that it rocks. I made some pretty awful jokes, like in several ways, but that was a good one. I feel like that was one that one slaps.
That'll sting.
What are we reviewing today, Junior?
No, that's me, Junior.
I barely know. Know her.
All right, so we are reviewing.
Wow.
Dad Junior. Did I held him in a weird way?
Sorry, I held them in a
hold them in the
room. This is like fire.
Stag Junior. Junior, I hardly know her. Now, these are not the exact batches that we are reviewing. We are reviewing batch number 15. From who's it from? Who sent it to us?
Jake.
So Stag Junior, I assume most listeners know this, but if you don't, it's from the Buffalo Trace line. Obviously, it's Buffalo Trace month. It is a single barrel selection that's about 8 to 9 years old. It's super proofed up. It is Buffalo Trace's answer to George T. Stag, or they're like accoutrement. Like, it's supposed to be like baby stag. It's not quite the, you know, double digit age statement that Stag is a little bit younger.
And for a long time, Junior. Stag Junior.
It's almost like a stag was the daddy. This is the son, named the same thing, just not quite as old.
So
heaven forbid. You know?
So this came out in 2013, and
I use a big word when a diminutive one will work just fine.
Here's the thing, guys. Did you know that Buffalo Trace no longer has a Stag Junior in its line? That's what we're drinking now is gone. You knew that, Ben? Yes. I had no idea until like
it came out like last year. It came out.
I missed it. It's not like I run a bourbon show. Did we?
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Just Stag. I don't
know. It's just Stag. Stag. What, they felt like that Stag Junior was pejorative and like undercut like the product of being George T. Stag? I don't know. So this is about $60 retail. Let's see. Whiskey Traders, what would it be, TJ? Like 100 to 150, somewhere between that?
This is like a 250.
What? It's 2 to 250 if you were to go to a group and try to trade it? Wow.
Yeah, this is big. I'll confirm that as we talk, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to sip on here and enjoy is batch 15 that was released winter of 2020. Great year. And it's at 131.1 proof.
Winter of 2020. So we were all just sitting inside doing nothing.
Getting fat.
Just kidding. We were in Florida. Yeah. So okay, let's go. What do you think on the nose on this before I take that joke any further?
Good restraint, TJ. I think the nose is vibrant and luscious.
It is spicy. It is hot. Nose.
That is a Stag Junior trait. Is it? It as much as Stag is like quote unquote smooth for something that's super high proof, like the Stag Junior is typically far more aggressive. Would you agree with that, Ben? It's an aggressive nose.
Yeah, I would say it's very dense in flavor, very high on alcohol. I mean, you can't really get in there too long, and you're like, whoa, hello.
It burns the nostrils.
¿Cómo estás?
I thought that was just me. I'm glad you guys are saying it, because when I first took my – when I had smelled it after
back.
You guys.
Yeah, I was like, back.
Boy.
It smacks you. Once you kind of get used to it,
acclimation.
I get a ton of cherry. It is like a cherry fiesta.
Cherry Jubilee. Fiesta.
What is cherry in Spanish?
It's cherry.
It's charo.
It's not, is it? Cereza. It's a cereza.
That's beer.
Ooh, change that R to a cerveza. V. Or add a V, I guess.
Cerveza. I'm with Ben. This is so like dark, like a chocolate chip cherry ice cream. Cherry Garcia, maybe?
Oh, cherry Garcia me. You guys like black cherry stuff?
I love black cherry.
Yeah, I do.
It's the best soda.
And that's like, to me, Ben, you said soda. Like, I almost get like, when I go to the movies, I'll always get a cherry cola. Like, it's the only time I'll actually get it. And that's what this reminds me of, like a cherry cola.
When you say cherry cola, is that like a
cherry
soda flavored cherry or like a cherry Coke?
Cherry Coke.
Okay. I really had no idea what you were talking about.
Cherry cola. Isn't that what they call it? I think that's cherry cola. I think is kind of a classic.
No, it's just cherry Coke.
Well, that's why they don't give me what I want when I order it at the movie theater.
Could be the case. Cola. What the crap is that? Yeah, cherry Coke is that slaps.
Oh, it does slap.
You like the nose?
If you can you confine, like
the cherry in the chocolate.
I do. It's like I would expect a little like woodiness to it, but I guess it's just young enough where I don't get a whole lot of like wood coming through. But it's it's like vanilla cherry.
I am getting this creaminess. Ben mentions vanilla, and like to me, it's almost like a coffee with cream as well. Like, and you have to kind of dig, like, and get you have to push past that burn. But once you do, you get this nice, like, creamy vanilla note as well.
Oh yeah, this is easily the most cherry I get on any of the Buffalo Trace line.
Yeah, yeah, the cherry is a lot.
So cherry.
I like the nose a lot. Like, it takes some getting used to, and I think when I think of Stag Junior too, like, it is so. Like some of the earlier ones I've tried are so hot and aggressive. And this still is aggressive, but like I think like after batch, I think it was like maybe 12 or 13, like they started kind of tampering down some of it and started really putting out some really good stuff. And they kind of figured out like the right aging process or barrel selection for it.
What proof for this again? Is this batch?
This is batch.
I know it's batch 15, but what's the proof on batch
15? It was 131 and change. I exited out of it. So this is hot. This is hot. Yeah, like the ones
pretty,
I have.
Pretty big boy.
I got a 127 and like a 130. So this is intense. TJ, do you like the nose? Or is this okay for you in your little sensitive nosy palate?
I think so. It's complex. You talked about a lot of different flavors. Now, it does so hit you like a ton of bricks at the front.
Yeah. It's crazy how cherry this is.
Not for the faint of heart, right? Like if you're not into bourbon or you're kind of new into it, this would be
beat you up.
This would be a toughie.
But fortunately, we're not novices here. So, all right, taste.
Oh, the proof shows up on the taste a lot.
Yeah.
That's aggressive. Ooh, a little bit of like brown sugar and honey.
We should have done the other way this night.
Oh, I thought of that. This is going to be tough to go.
It's going to crush all of our palates.
It's going to be tough to do the Buffalo Madness tournament. I'm going to put a little bit of water in this after I get like two more sips to see what water does to open this up because it is so oily and dense. I think this might be something where a couple drops of water are helpful. Cherry, woodiness, oaky. But man, it's tough to pull out
cherry
flavors.
It's crazy. And it finishes forever. Like if you just talk about finish, or we're not even get there yet. Sorry.
No, you go ahead. It's so part of the tasting experience, but I don't think you can ignore it.
It's so much finish. It's huge. Like, you get there and just sits. It's impressive how bold this product is. Yeah. I do get like a very strong, just one note through most of it. It's like mostly cherry. And then I'm trying to pick up a little bit on the end, but now that I'm tasting it, the vanilla and like creaminess is more on the nose for me. Like it's making itself apparent. But right now on the palate, I'm getting straight cherry cola, not cherry Coke, cherry cola.
Ben knows. Ooh, yeah, the cherry is prominent. Vanilla, I am getting the water helped tame it a little bit, especially the finish. But it sucks. It's still burning from the first sip a minute ago.
This is what I want. This is the kind of the whiskey that I want to be drinking. Like bold, has a lot of flavor, not watered down. It is a little one note for me though. Like it's like I'm trying to find a lot of complexity here.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the fire doesn't have a lot of complexity.
Yeah, the cherry is just so overpowering. I could be wrong.
I went back again, and I think this is just one you have to spend a lot of time with and probably not great for the 15-minute format that we have for this show usually. Like I think this could be one that you enjoy like a pour for 30, 40 minutes. I'm getting like black tea kind of now on it a little bit too, like an herbally, but not super floral. So it wouldn't be like a green tea. It's got that more spicy black tea to it. It is really tough to pick out a bunch of notes. And I think that's just – that'll
be with time. I feel like once you can let it sit for a little bit, get your palate really acclimated, then it'll get more complex.
I can see that.
Graham cracker? Ben's going to think of graham cracker. Think of it. Mm. Teddy Grahams, little honey, little bready.
I can see the honey at the end. I feel like there's enough cinnamon. Sorry, I feel like I'm feeling cinnamon, but not tasting cinnamon. You know, that kind of tingle of like sensation. Cinnamon. Yeah, but I don't think it's there. I think I'm feeling it more than anything else. This is a whole palate experience as opposed to just taste. It's
hey, all the senses. I like that you said that. Though, remember when we were hanging out with Tommy and mm-hmm. he said he likes a bourbon that hits all parts of your mouth? And I'm going to try and do this whole thing without getting like that's what she says or paused. Mm-hmm. So quick pause from all of those. But you know, he said some bourbons like will just hit you in the front of the palate, and some things will hit you in the back of the palate or whatever. This is one, and he was talking about his Wellers that he has mm-hmm. his store picks. But I think things with this big of a proof, not really shocking that this is the case. But this truly does get you at the front of the palate, the mid palate, the back, like. Everywhere you talked about the finish lasting forever, and so man, almost in a very unique way, it truly is, as opposed to a taste. Like, Brandon's spot on. I think it's a full experience.
Ben,
I hate to like, yeah, I think I'm fangirling over this a little bit, but it is a lot to take in. It is tough to kind of get through. I am glad that when we finish the podcast tonight, I have more to kind of let it sit for a little while and be able to sip on it later. Thank you, Jake, for the full 2-ounce sample that Ben took a little bit out of. But
I did not. I have my own sample.
Mine was only up to like here.
That's how we sent them.
I take back my praise.
This isn't a cheap bottle.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
It was like 1.75.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Dead to me. Mine was 1.3. That's insignificant amount.
Jake.
He's dead to me. Thanks, Jake. No, but it is. It's a full experience as opposed to just a sip, because there's a lot going on with this.
Okay, pour more into it, right? I go back, pour a little bit more in, and now I'm getting like a almost like a French toast kind of feel. Y'all make French toast? You know, the whole entire egg and
not often, but I mean, I have.
It's complicated for me to not burn it. It's toughy. Yeah.
Do get a little French toast. We'll just cook it on medium instead of high. Yeah, dingus.
I feel like only if you're a dad you can make French toast. I feel like it's not for the non-fathers or mothers. You have to be a parent.
Yeah, just fathers. You have a dog, though.
Yeah, he doesn't eat French toast.
That you know of. You haven't tried it yet.
I'm sure he would eat it. Mm-hmm. He'll drink beer if I try to give it to him. He will not drink bourbon, though.
Never mind. I go back on that. I accidentally poured Weller 12 into my
glass, so. You ruined it.
I was
it.
Like, this is such a different experience.
You are like,
why, where's this readiness coming from? My palate is so refined.
Hey, did you combine the Stag Junior with was there some in like was there Stag just, Junior?
I just saw I thought that's where I put the sample.
But did you combine the two of them together?
No. I finished it.
Okay.
And I poured Weller 12 in. And so I that was drop like, man, off. Now I'm getting like, you know, French toast.
That 40 proof difference. Did it hit you right away?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tasted it and I was like, man,
guys, this still burns. Like, I'm having a hard time here. This is, all right, let's get into scoring here. Cause I want to nuke the finish on this when we get to the score as it's nuking me right now.
Whew. All right, 2 points okay, for
let me get back.
Two
my,
points for the Stag Junior. That's okay. An interesting blend.
I thought that would maybe be a good blend to like get the weediness of the Weller and then the proof of the Stag Junior.
Huh? That's hilarious. I can't believe I just did that.
It's Pappy Van Winkle for you.
We have 2 points for the nose, 4 points for the taste, one for the finish, one for cohesiveness and complexity. And then 2 points for value. Value is going to be an interesting one because this was free for us. But thank you, Jake. You're calling this a TJ pour, is what you're saying. He poured this like I do. So, Jake, I'm giving you a hard time, but I do the same thing, if not worse. 2 points for the nose. Sonone. Slapping it over to you.
I slap at a base. I thought the nose was...
Don't come at me with a slap base. Jeez.
Slap in the face. That joke rocked.
You willed yourself to that joke. I thought, was that too far?
No, I think that was great.
Oh, thank you.
It was good.
Minus.
I'll laugh at that joke the day after tomorrow.
That was pretty legendary of a...
I don't think Will Smith was in The Day After Tomorrow.
Whatever.
I am legend.
There was a hidden joke there. You just had to pursue it.
That makes me happy. So the nose on this, get it? Pursuit Venus. Of happiness. to me is by far the best part. I actually love the nose. I think the nose is great. It's complex. It's rich. It's it forces you to really like bring your A game when nosing it. There's this aggressiveness to it, but I like that. It's such a nice change up. I'm gonna go 1.75 out of 2. Like, it's a really high end nose for me. It's borderline elite. If it was a little easier going, I would say it's a 2. It's perfect, but it is fun. What about you, Ben?
I think that if this is a little more. A little less one note, I'd be on the 1.75 train, but it's just so much cherry to me. And that could just be because my palate's not already like ready to rip. So I'm going to go 1.5. I mean, this bourbon is so high proof. It would like survive the apocalypse. I'm thinking it'd be like After Earth, still laying around, like right there.
Like a cockroach in the glass.
Nothing on the Will Smith reference there. You guys suck.
It's terrible. What'd you have been? 1.5. I'll agree with Brendan here. 1.75. We were spot on last week until we got to value. Then we kind of deviated. We will not be spot on this week. But yeah, Brendan's got this right. Taste wise,
I'm struggling with this. It's above average. I think I'm gonna stop short of it being a 3, just because but I like the taste. It's I'm going to go 2.75 on the taste.
Wow. Crushing this thing.
Is that too low?
I'm going way higher than that, but.
Okay. All right. Go for it.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Huh.
Whoa. 3.5. This is a really fun. This is a fun whiskey.
I said when I first poured this. And before we started recording that Ben was going to really like this. This felt like it was up Ben's alley. And yeah. I think this is like Ben's Independence Day. Another Will Smith.
I like it.
Oh, man. What, you want a cookie? To go the other way. The Chris Rock joke.
Oh, okay.
didn't hit as hard as I thought it would. Slap. Yeah, I don't know. I'll split you guys in the middle here. I think this is a 3.25 for me. It's above average for sure. 2.75 is a little harsh, but it's not as elite as Ben's making it here. 3.5 you had?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, TJ, just for context, like, for the E.H. Taylor single barrel with the mash bill 2, like, I gave it that a 3. You give that a 3.25. So
just, far with that.
You think this is about the same? I thought that was much more enjoyable, but I may just like sweet stuff. And
You like
things. You're a little baby.
You may have like the big boy palate. Yeah.
Yeah. My palate's like Muhammad Ali.
Felt like a butterfly.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
All right, this is turning into the Wild Wild West. Finish.
I love this is going to air like in 3 days.
Oh yeah, 4 days after the thing. It'll be off to the next controversy.
Oh, Christ. Finish. I'll start with finish. I don't like the finish at all. It's to me not enjoyable. Like, I don't get any flavor from it. It just burns. It's not fun. 0.25, like, it's just not a good finish.
0.25.
Ooh. Brendan, I think you're very jaded to this.
don't you bring her up. Shut your mouth. too far.
All right, I'm going to hand this back over to Cock.
Oh my God.
So, Ben, it's your finish.
Finish here. Is like forever here. It goes on forever. There's, I don't know what the problem is here. This is out
it
of lasts two, forever. Right?
It doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes like burning.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Okay. I can, where's, is it out of 2 points or 1 point? So 1 point. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going 0.5. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll go 0.5 here. It's,
I hit taste really hard, so I can't double.
Yeah. Whammy. There's not a lot going on with the finish. It does last. Flavor is not what I would want it to be. It's awesome. So it's average.
Oh, average? Okay, I'm going 0.75 just for that comment.
No, you're not. I'm not changing it. Jeez. Cohesiveness and complexity. You get 1 point here too, Ben. You go first this time.
I'm going 1. It's cohesive and complex. Checks the boxes. This thing's getting on the board.
I've been so low on it. I feel like part of this is to make up a little bit. It's like a makeup call, but also like I was going to go above a 1 anyways. I'm going to go 1.5. No, change it. Yeah, it's 1.5 on the back end. I think it is above
average.
It's only
1 point.
I'm giving it bonus points. I think extremely cohesive and extremely complex. Give me extra points because of the complexity, because there is a ton of like exploration to do on it that I don't think we are like, not 1.05, TJ, 1.5. Oh my God. There's not enough time for this format to really give this what it deserves. And you can tell already with like a little bit of water and just time.
Drink
to
some
airy.
More. Go back and just drink some more. It gets better. Like,
hey, go and sip it right now. I got some Weller 12.
Add some Weller 12 to it. See how
You got to finish that and
add a good rye like Weller 12 to it.
Yeah.
There is my buddy doesn't love some of the earlier Stag Juniors also, and he doesn't like Weller Special Reserve because it sucks. He combines the two of them and it actually makes a nice little blend.
He combines
Weller Special Reserve and Stag Junior. Yeah.
He's dead to me.
His name
is that's dead. Ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Jeez.
Who was that one friend you had that's dead to us?
Pat.
Ah, sorry, Pat. Rest in peace. I'll give this a 1 as well. I'm not going the 1.5 like Brendan did to just make up for his crappy taste score. Imagine giving a taste a 2.75 and then giving cohesive and complexity
a 1.5.
Like the highest score ever, and then you like crap all over the taste. So
I didn't crap over it. I mean, it's above average, the taste. It's not something that we were able to pick apart. Whatever. I don't need to explain my score.
It's so cohesive and
of the show.
It's so cohesive and complex that I'm going to give it a 2.75 on taste. Mm-hmm. All right, score is going, but it doesn't matter. You basically made up for it with the cohesiveness and complexity score.
That's what I was going for.
So Ben and I have this at a 6.5. Brendan hated all over this thing. It has it at a 6.25. Mm-hmm. We go into value. Again, this is tough to find. $55, $60 retail. Can't find it at retail.
I found both my bottles at retail.
How long ago? Recently?
That's
and
true.
Was it in the vault?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, and I got one in the vault, too. Yeah, so
yeah, but so vault to me, vault doesn't count as retail because you had to spend a lot of money to get
into
it.
Yeah, so I guess I found both. You can find them at retail.
Yeah, you can find this at 150 sometimes secondary. It's not always 200. I did a little googling, but like you're looking at 150. You know, value's tough here. I'll give it a man. Last week we had Portman's Pappy at a 0.5, 0.25 value.
This is way better than that.
Yeah, I agree. It's way better. Well, I had it.
I can go first.
Into it.
I can go first.
Go ahead. Value
0.75.
Okay. I don't mind
I think 0.75 is right. Like, I've never found one of these in a store, like, ever. Like, I've just never seen it. So
I've seen some store picks in stores.
For $200.
Yeah, right.
For $200. Yeah. That's not worth $200. But I think it's almost worth 150 bucks. If I can pick one up for 150 and say I have like the next greatest thing in the Buffalo Trace line, you know, it's one down from George T. Stagg for 150 bucks. And your George T. Stagg is like 1,000 right now. I could buy 6 bottles of this, over one George T. Stagg. I think that's a good value. I think there's value there at 150. So I'm going to go 1.
The reason we're upped your score here.
Yeah.
The reason we're reviewing this right now and we didn't put it into the tournament is because we didn't think it'd be a fair fight. Like, we thought this would absolutely kill anything else it went up against. So we can conservatively say this is the best Buffalo Trace product you can get that's not in the antique collection. Is that fair?
What's 107 secondary?
About
90.
No.
Okay. About Weller 12.
90, 100. Weller 12 secondary is about 220.
Yeah. Okay. This blows both of those away, I think. Yeah.
So that's why we didn't. That's why we're reviewing it now. We didn't put it in the tournament.
Yeah, I think this value is tournament. This value is decent. So I'm going one.
Brendan?
I'll go 0.75. It's slightly below average value to me. It's not bad value, especially if you're a proof hound like Ben is. Then you can find more value to it. But it's, listen, if you find a bottle of it at MSRP, buy it for sure, because it's still good juice.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
At MSRP, it's a 2. I mean, I'll just say that if this is regular 1.75 or just, 2,
you'll never find it. Though
it's the best thing we, you know, it's a 6 out of 8. We call it a 6.5 out of 8
for a $67 bottle. Yeah, like, oh, okay. I mean, I think 2, like saying a surefire 2, hands, but it's definitely in the 1.75. You can argue it to go higher. Yeah, that's reasonable, I guess.
I'll go 0.75 with Brendan. I'll go secondary is just below value, but it's hard to. It's hard to compare secondary versus availability versus all the other stuff. So slightly below at a 0.75. Total scores here. Ben at a 7.5. This might be the first time he's ever been the highest here. It's not, but I'll say it is. Brendan is 7. I'm at a 7.25. Aggregate there, 7.25. That's pretty good. Put it up on the board.
I got to update the
board. Put it up.
I got to put it up on the board. It's been a couple weeks since I've updated it. Yeah, that's it's a really solid, high-proof offer, and if you can get an MSRP, it's a surefire, like, no doubt buy.
Absolutely a buy at MSRP. $100. I'm probably getting it at $100. Probably.
Are there any high proof bourbons that you would like? Is this better than 1920 head to head?
I think what this competes with are the new private select barrels for Elijah Craig.
Elijah Craig, yeah.
Which I think is better than that.
And the Elijah Craig barrel proof stuff drinks super hot too. So I think it makes sense that these two are kind of.
Those would be a good blind. Those would be good blinds.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Elijah Craig barrel stuff. So this would be interesting.
Cool. All right. That was fun.
Go back and check out two.
So we can do enough of this in 15 minutes to like taste it and enjoy it and get to, you know, pick all the flavors apart. We're going on 30 minutes. But
yeah, we're at 25 minutes. So
yeah. Way to go, guys. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we – what do? We had the Final Four championship coming on Monday. Don't miss that. Interact with us on social media. It's Bourbon on a Budget. We appreciate you guys' support. Hanging out. Until next time, TJ Pittenger, myself, Junior, and Chris Rock. Cheers.
What are you doing? Get those out of there.
My eyes.
Your eyes.
Oh god, there's alcohol in my eye. 130 proof alcohol. It's in my eye.
Yeah, dingus.